now.
It's good to be alive right about now.
At practice yesterday, I had to travel to practice first, of course, and I missed a call from Daryl and Daryl and his other brother Daryl, right?
Lake Geneva Daryl.
And Jesse has that call that I missed. Was he concise?
He did a great job, yeah. He got his point out. He waited forever because we had our fart on, and then we did trivia. But he waited around because, A, Ashton's like, this is a great call. He hung in, and then when he came, he delivered.
Let's hear what Daryl said yesterday on Wilde and Tausch.
And quite frankly, I would be willing to see the Packers lose for the next 10 years rather than succumb to Aaron's desire, because I don't feel he reflects historically and ethically and mentally the Green Bay Packers' attitude.
That's what he said.
He doesn't reflect historically ethically or morally the Green Bay Packers.
That is what he said. And that part, listen, I'm not going to go down that road. I don't. But the succumbing to his desires, and the part that I still just can't get my head wrapped around is obviously Daryl is a huge Green Bay Packers fan. He loves the history and the tradition of this organization. He ain't going to be
losing
in year five,
for a decade.
In year five of this misery, he ain't going to be singing that same tune. Well, you know what? We got a real good kid quarterback, and he can't throw an out route. But that son of a gun, he is a good kid. Nah, it's just not the reality of the scenario. And Derek came on, our Badgers outsider, brought up points, and I kept coming back to him. I was like, yeah, you can have these points, but you want to win. People want to win. Fans want to win.
It's a family, though, is what he said. It's a family. No, doesn't matter if you win. We all drink Coors Lights together, even when the team's going, 4-12.
I'd rather not have any drama and just sit and eat bratwurst in my basement. That's in essence what Derek said yesterday.
So, Jesse, I feel bad because I know you really like to talk and you haven't had ample opportunity to do so far today. You agreed with the Badgers outsider on this?
Yeah, look at the University of Wisconsin. They're not Alabama. They're not Clemson. They're not Ohio State. We all still love them. We all appreciate them for doing everything the right way. We wish they would get over the hump, but no one's saying I'd rather cheat the recruiting system and everything and do it the wrong way to go ahead and win a championship like those schools do.
How is bringing Aaron Rodgers back cheating?
Because what Daryl is saying and what fans who are on this side of this argument are saying is that there is a right way and a wrong way for a professional sports team to operate. And if you have a star player that's become the diva like Aaron Rodgers has become and wants everything done his certain way and won't give in to anything that the team wants and won't publicly say what it is he truly does want, doesn't have a specific goal in mind, or at least none that anyone really can tangibly say, and is just kind of making a ruckus. And it's
making a ruckus.
And it's now deterring the potential success of the team moving forward. When you have that in place, like, you want a team that's clicking on all cylinders. Wisconsin football always knows what it is, the direction it's going, and sustains a great level of success. The Green Bay Packers are very similar to that over the last decade, the difference being they have that one championship
in
2010.
Stop.
Uh-oh.
Daryl said that he would endure, what was his phrase, about 10 years of what?
Is it misery or...
Badger football is not delivering misery. They're not delivering national championships, but they don't suck. And I am not saying that the Green Bay Packers, if Jordan Love is their quarterback for the next decade, will suck. But they certainly will not win as consistently as they have with a Hall of Fame quarterback if Jordan Love is not also a Hall of Fame quarterback. So the idea of comparing Badger football, that is competing for the Big Ten title every year,
and a
team that's around 500 at best, or maybe makes the playoffs every other year, that's a complete non sequitur.
Jesse, I love a good analogy. It doesn't even have to be good. But I don't know how you go from Wisconsin being consistently good but not Alabama great to being don't communicate and work with your quarterback to come back so you can potentially win a championship or succumbing to his desires. Like that I don't know where you can make that analogy.
So I guess I'm just not in Daryl's camp that this becomes a 5-12 team the minute Aaron Rodgers walks out the door. And I don't know if that was his entire point. That's the extent of the call that I heard yesterday.
No, Daryl's point was, I am sick of Aaron Rodgers' attitude. He doesn't represent the Green Bay Packers in a great way. And I would rather lose with a lot of, I guess, morality than to win by giving in to our star player. That was his point.
I respect that for being the morally right thing to say. Would it stink as a fan of the team? Absolutely it would. Now, here's the difference. And here's the analogy I actually wanted to share with you guys. The Badger one. We started with one I didn't think was good.
I burned that one.
Working our way back in. Now we bring in the big guns here for the next analogy.
Can't be worse. Or could it?
Tausch, you had a chance to meet some of my Tier 1 friends at the wedding over the weekend. Yep. Dave and Tyler.
Tyler,
and
nice guy.
John.
Johnny.
So those guys, and I'm one of, we're all best friends, I would say. We are all in the category of best friends. We're all Tier 1 friends with one another. Right after college, they started planning a trip to Vegas, and they always wanted to go the weekend of the best Badgers game in the fall. They wanted to go out. They wanted to, you know, bet on the games. They wanted to hang out in Vegas. I've never been able to go with them because I said I can't go that weekend. I'm occupied with high school football. I've got Badger stuff I'm a part of here. Like, I can't do that weekend. They had a choice whether they wanted to continue and move on and make those plans and continue it as is, or they could have altered all of their plans to fit something that I would fit in with. And ultimately, they decided what they wanted in their best interest was to go ahead and go out to Vegas the weekend of the best Badgers game. And even though I wouldn't be there, and if I was there, it would be more fun. It would probably be a little more inclusive for all of us to be a part of the group together.
I got to admit, I can't wait for this payoff.
But
I don't anticipate it occurring.
I have no idea where you're going with this.
But they went ahead and did it, and they've had fun doing it, and it's been a successful trip they've gone on for the last upwards of 7 or 8 years now.
And you never go.
I never go. I'm Aaron Rodgers. I wanted them to adjust their plans to fit something that I could be a part of so that we could have a great, enjoyable experience together. They are getting the experience, minus me. They're having a good time. Is it the best thing it could possibly be? No. But they've chosen that that's what's best for
them. Just wait. In this scenario, I understand where you're coming from. What exactly are you going to be doing? What would you be bringing to this that's Aaron Rodgers-esque?
Well, I do voices.
That's true. Your piano.
Yeah, I'm a good, like, I get people where they need to go at the right time normally, other than you guys. Like, yeah, I know. I'm a good friend. I don't take up a lot of room in the bedroom and sleeping. I can sleep on a couch and I'm comfortable.
I didn't see that coming.
You know what? Come to think of it, your Badgers analogy is pretty good. Let's go back to that one.
Thank you. So, friendships are like teams in this analogy. Friendships are like teams. And you can choose if someone is going to be a good friend in your group, and you can adjust your plans.
No, I got a better analogy for you. Here's the deal. And we don't have any airline partners, I don't believe. This is, you have a 24-hour flight, and you can go with Frontier, and you have 15 layovers. Or you can go with old boy from Wheels Up, and you get there in one plane, and it is a private jet that is locked and loaded with Tito's and Coors Light, and you get there a lot smoother. You're going to get there 7 days earlier than you would if you did all these connecting flights. Aaron Rodgers is the private jet. You want to do that? Great. You're going to have to make some, you're going to have to acquiesce a little bit. Maybe you have to leave a little bit earlier than it before, but you know what? I'm going to do that because I want to win. And I want to get there with a bunch of Coors Lights. I want to have a great time on the trip. I don't want to have a layover in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And then I don't want to go to French Lick because, well, you got to pick up old boy in French Lick. It is a commuter plane picking up 100 people rather than jumping on a private jet rolling all the way to Australia. I want to be on the Australia private jet. If you want to go to French Lick and Fort Wayne and you name another obscure city, go for it. That is this scenario.
Who's ever had a layover in Fort Wayne?
Actually, Fort Wayne's not a bad little town.
It's a lovely area.
I'm sure it is. Yeah, it's beautiful.
So the Packer ranter.
Just wait a second. Can you guys admit that was one great analogy that just came off the top of my head?
Actually, it was fantastic, and I think this solidifies that we should just leave the analogies to Tausch, because
I don't know. Jesse was rambling there for like 4 minutes.
Yeah,
I'm like,
I stopped listening,
where is
frankly.
He going with this? So Jesse, because he is punctual, the trip would be so much better. They'd win championships with the trip. I couldn't get that circle to close.
Becca just texted me, "You are not Aaron Rodgers." Thanks, wifey.
I like her more and
more.
Can you
ask her if she thought my analogy was a lot better?
So during the first analogy, our friend the Packer Ranter, avid listener to the program, tweets in, "You need to create some, quote, technical difficulties to turn this topic off. This is insane." 3 minutes later, in all caps, "This is somehow a worse analogy."
Yeah, you somehow workshopped into a worse analogy than what you started out with. I'll tell you what's you know what? Here's what we need to do. You need to reboot, come up with an analogy for tomorrow when we're out at the AmFam Championships. This is something, Jason, it actually got him down to Madison. We love this event. We're going to be out there tomorrow. You guys can get your tickets. The event is tomorrow through the 13th, which is Sunday, at University Ridge Golf Course. Limited number of tickets. Visit AmFamChampionship.com. All of the proceeds of the event go to the Steve Stricker American Family Insurance Foundation, the American Family Children's Hospital, and other charitable organizations that make Wisconsin great. The field is packed. You got Duffy Waldorf. You got Tom Gillis, the Gill Dog.
Who could not beat Towson if they went head-to-head?
Steve Stricker, Andy North, defending champ Jerry Kelly. They got the grandstand set up. It is fantastic. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. Go to AmFamChampionship.com to get your tickets. Come on out there and support Steve, Jerry, the entire Wisconsin crew trying to win another one out at University Ridge.
I still am trying to figure out a little bit of not Jesse's analogies, because I have already wiped those from my brain, because that's the best place to do it.
We've had some bad ones. There have been some bad analogies. Jesse just took the cake with both of his.
Twice.
Like, he parlayed
it. Here's how Jesse is like Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers has the two highest-rated single-season passer ratings in NFL history. 122.5 in 2011 and 121.5 in 2020. Jesse has the two worst analogies in the history of our show.
Yes.
And
yeah,
he's got number one and he's got number two. Well,
somehow he compared himself to Aaron
Rodgers.
That
was my comparison of him to Aaron Rodgers is the only one right there that's apt.
And then somehow a really good Wisconsin team is stinks. I can't fathom this whole operation. I have a hard time getting around it, but maybe I'll think about it and it'll come to me.
We will try and figure out exactly where to go next. I may have to revoke the gift that I gave Jesse that he still hasn't opened because I don't think he deserves it after that performance. More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
And quite frankly, I would be willing to see the Packers lose for the next 10 years rather than succumb to Aaron's desire, because I don't feel he reflects historically and ethically and mentally the Green Bay Packers attitude.
That's Daryl. in Lake Geneva from yesterday's show. So, Tausch, this scenario.
That's Jesse's buddies not getting to go to Vegas with Jesse Nelson. Once
I rose above the night. Who would be Daryl in that equation?
I don't...
Tyler?
So here's the thing.
Oh, God.
Can you?
Why did you do that?
Can you please throw us another analogy?
The moral of the story that we really got sidetracked on here is I believe that the Green Bay Packers, say what you will about how they're handling Aaron Rodgers, how they've handled Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb, other players in the recent past with many of the people in charge right now. They have still set up the franchise that if one of these other guys was to be the quarterback this year, they have one of the best running backs, one of the best wide receivers, one of the best, maybe two of the best offensive linemen, one of the best corners. Like, they are really good at setting up the franchise for future success. And so what you have to weigh is how much are you willing to give into what one person wants and how it may affect the rest of the unit.
You also have to look at yourself and understand maybe I'm not doing everything the right way. Maybe I could. This isn't just acquiescing to everything Aaron Rodgers wants. I'm not saying that. But maybe you should listen when your stud is telling you this isn't working. Like, what you're doing and how you're treating people in the way you should do it.
But there's one thing to be said when your stud says this isn't working and you're going 4-12 and you're the Cincinnati Bengals every year. It's another thing when your stud is saying this isn't working and you're the number one seed, number two seed in the NFC year after year.
You ain't the number one, number two seed without the stud. That's my point.
All right, as much as I would enjoy our devolving into another Jesse analogy, I have a question that I would like you to contemplate, and then we'll come back and discuss it. We have talked a lot on this show because you lived through it, as did I, from our various perspectives, you as a player, me as covering the team at the time, the summer of 2008. But do you remember the spring of 2007? Do you remember what happened that offseason with the mandatory minicamp and Brett Favre? If you don't, I'm going to get to do one of my favorite things, which is read on the radio.
Oh, my God.
And I want to remind you of this because it comes back to something that Daryl said there that we have talked about a lot on this show.
I got a question for you before you do that. How many people in our fan, just in Packer fandom, feel the way that Jesse and Derek and Daryl,
that's what,
and
I want to get
Donnie and any other D name, like, is this? I can't imagine this is rampant through the Packer fan base. I can't.
We will workshop a poll. What we will do is we'll do it during the break, as opposed to workshopping analogies on the air.
Probably a good idea.
I gotta admit, I enjoyed Jesse's workshopping and him sputtering, trying to figure out how can I possibly spin this so that I'm not gonna look like a complete buffoon.
Yeah,
you did a pretty good job.
Yeah, I'm gonna level with you. I don't think our listeners enjoyed it based on the feedback I've been getting. So you may have enjoyed it, but you are not among the majority there. But what Daryl said struck a chord with me because it goes back to something we've talked about many times on this show. For some reason, for many Packers fans, Brett Favre, with the exception of his time with the Vikings, could do no wrong. And there are people that are willing to say publicly on the radio that they're willing for the Green Bay Packers to suck for 10 years to prevent Aaron Rodgers from getting his way because he's unethical? I want to contrast that to what happened in 2007 and have somebody explain this to me, and we'll get a poll in the field about whether you're in this group, because I have a feeling that it's not going to be the majority, but I have a feeling it's going to be a higher percentage of Packers fans than we think it should be. We'll talk about it next. It's Wilde and Tausch. I keep my hands on myself. Take out the stem off, put them back up on the shelf. Just a little baby girl isn't me. Am I coming out of left? So, Tausch, do you remember this? Bob Harlan called it a circus and a hullabaloo. Ooh. At the time.
I love a good hullabaloo.
It's a great word. Fun word to say, fun word to spell. So your recollection of this, you don't, this is not something that's...
You mean Farvey skipping the minicamp?
So he was pissed about not getting Randy Moss in the trade.
Yep.
He did some extensive interviews with a couple of reporters down in Mississippi. Al Jones.
Yeah, he had that guy from the Biloxi Press Gazette or something.
Yep. So, and he said he was not coming to minicamp. It was mandatory. Mike McCarthy was in his second year as the head coach. He said he wasn't coming. Now, back then, remember, this is what, 14 years ago now? The fine was $8,000 a day.
Okay.
But again, like, just like we were asking Matt LaFleur if Rodgers was technically excused and was going to save the $93,000 he'd be subjected to in fines, and Matt LaFleur responded with, it's team business. Mike McCarthy had been talking with Favre through the process from when the Moss trade fell through to his arrival Thursday, and he's convinced they're both on the same page now, so he wouldn't have to be fined. But he, after the Moss trade did not occur, said, I'm not coming. He's got a plan for his daughter's high school graduation, which was going to be 2 weeks after the minicamp.
What is he, Jesse Nelson?
A lot of party planning. So, look, he was mad. He was really mad about the direction of the team. Aaron Rodgers was on the roster still.
Okay, so here's your difference. Yes, there's... we've said this the entire time. The fan base loves Brett Favre more than they love Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
And it's because he's more relatable, period. Social media is your difference maker here. That's
you think
it.
So?
100%. Had this happened, had social media been around in 07, 08, this would look like a day at the park, what we're seeing now. That would have been insanity, what happened in 07,
so 08. So it amplifies, because you don't know what everyone's thinking because you don't have it on your phone.
You're only getting Jason Wilde, Domofsky, Silverstone. Those are the guys, the people report. You're not getting Jesse Nelson's opinion of what's going on. I'm not hearing
from
Daryl. I
wish we had those days again.
There is everybody and their mother is getting everything, and you're a huge problem with this because you take one person that'll say one thing to you,
you're right,
and you get uber sensitive and you strike back at him, and it's like, Jason, there's 1,000 people that feel the other way, but you got these two guys that are picking at you, and you let it just eat at you. The same thing with this. If this happened back then, people would have been crushing Favre too. It would not be the same, and people loved Brett Favre more than they love Aaron Rodgers personally as quarterback. They feel like, and it becomes your bit about Nima, and you know,
he asked to be traded, Tausch, in 2007.
Yeah,
now he lied to us,
hey.
But it's gone. It has been removed,
Jason,
from the history books.
Nobody remembers
in people's
that.
Minds.
Nobody remembers that there were reports that he called Matt Millen to tell the Detroit Lions how to beat us.
He did do that.
Nobody remembers that he was, all he wanted to do was go to the Minnesota Vikings to stick it up you know whose tailpipes. So people forgive and forget, and their emotions run hot. Now, with Aaron Rodgers is handling this differently. He's being quieter about it. He doesn't have an Al Jones out in the...
Which is what Mark Murphy wants. Mark Murphy said himself that the less said publicly, the better.
Was that the Modesta Times out there? He's got to get himself an Al Jones.
Modesto B, I believe, is the newspaper there.
He could go to Bang. Bay Area News Group.
Oh, yeah, he got to go to Bang. Bang it out. No, so...
Dynamite drop it,
that
Monty.
Was good. That took one of your bad analogies away.
No, it wasn't that good.
Just like Favre's holdout, that struck from the record. He struck from the record.
Shaking off the rust, guys. We're back.
It's just, I'm telling you, I don't think people, and people do realize, I know everybody gives me grief because I'm anti-big tech, and I know how it's ruining lives, and it's the big tobacco of our era.
Yeah.
But nobody cares. And it is, this is gets magnified and amplified. This is where we're at.
Is it also... back in that era, I remember appearing on, it had been called Cold Pizza. It became First Take, but it's not the first take that's being played in the Park Bank ESPN Madison studios right now. It was Dana Jacobson anchoring and having guests on to talk about what's going on in Green Bay. I remember talking to her and Jay Crawford about the situation. Now it's arguing, right? And is Jordan Love definitely ready to be the starter on opening day if it comes to that? That's also a difference, right? Sports programming and sports debate or discussion is also different than it was when this happened 14 years ago.
Well, it's different because social media mandates it to be different. That's why.
You really aren't anti.
No, it's not being anti. I'm just telling you how the world is working. This is what's going on. You don't have to like it. I don't, but it's the reality. And I would love to see someone go back and archive what would have happened Twitter-wise, almost like redo, and start tweeting, and this said this, and Aaron, you know, you could just ramble, and it would be insanity. It would make this look like you're just going to a church picnic.
So you firmly believe that this is not worse than what 2007 would have been?
Not yet. Nothing has come to a head yet.
I mean, we got Daryl saying that he wants the team to suck for 10 years.
That's
if it's
Daryl.
A choice between that.
And Derek and Jesse. Let's open it up and see if there are more people that feel that way. I don't think there are.
All right. Well, let's play trivia and let's take calls to start the 11 o'clock.
I'll tell you what, I like having the 12 phone lines. Gives us more variance. Now we're down to, what do we got? Two, I don't even know how many phone lines we got. I like the 12.
Let's be honest. Jesse, I think we've got just the right number for Jesse to have to handle.
Is that right?
Maybe I could do 3.
12 would be too much, though.
That's so many.
But Ashton is very quick on the trigger, too, with those phone lines. Caller 1, caller 2, caller 3, caller 4. So since Jesse does not have quite as many numbers to work with, we are going to do Wilde and Tausch trivia. Eeyaw! The number is back to being 844-770-3776 for both your talk and text purposes. But unlike Jesse trying to come up with his analogies, if you're not the contestant for trivia, start thinking about how you feel about Aaron Rodgers and this scenario, because we're going to take your calls at the top of the 11 o'clock hour to get your thoughts. Are you anywhere in Daryl's zip code on being so unhappy with him that you're willing to accept losing as long as they don't give in to Aaron Rodgers? So think about those feelings that you have. Get ready to call or text on the talk and text line. But for now, let's play trivia. Let's take caller 4 right now, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Jesse, as you make your triumphant return to trivia, what is the topic?
Mountain West Conference NFL stars. As Jordan Love's star shines bright after yesterday's practice, we'll talk about some of the great Mountain West Conference NFL Hall of Famers to be.
That's funny, because based on what Matt LaFleur sounded like, he was not putting him in that group just yet. Caller 4 right now, 844-770-3776. We'll play next. It's Wilde and Tausch. Easy, I'm just a little unwell. I know right now you can't tell. But stay a while and maybe then you'll see a different side of me. I'm not crazy, I'm just a little impaired. I know right now you don't care. But you're gonna think of me and how I used to be. Time for Wilde and Tausch trivia. Talking to myself in public. A celebration of Mountain West greatness. Let's welcome in our contestant. A first-time contestant, Jesse? God, that always makes my
day. How about that? Right out of the gates when I get back, we get a first-timer.
Let's welcome in Nick in Wanakee, the only Wanakee in the world. Good morning, Nick. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, guys.
I think there's something with hamburgers in Wanakee, too, right?
It's Seymour.
The inventor of the hamburger.
Seymour is the inventor of the hamburgers, right, Sydney? Sydney's best friend lives in Seymour. And they have like a Sydney's going to be in a parade, the hamburger parade.
Oh,
so it's funny that came up. It's like you were almost riding with us down from Green Bay today. All right, Nick, it's time to play trivia. But before we do, to what degree are you mad at Aaron Rodgers? Enough to accept losing for the next decade or something short of that?
No, not at all. That's ridiculous. I just think that, you know, both sides have a tremendous amount of leverage over each other, and neither side wants to recognize it, right? So they got to get over this ridiculous, like, you know, this debate about intangible stuff. Be professional and get something done.
Amen.
Reasonable talk on Wilde and Tausch. Let's play trivia with Nick. That stuff doesn't move the needle, though. Now they need to work together and figure this out. It's accurate.
Well, I just think, like, both sides, like, people who are in pro Aaron Rodgers camp don't recognize that the Packers have a tremendous amount of leverage over Aaron Rodgers.
Right,
right?
Make
They've
him
got
sit.
The rest of his career and $100 million.
Right.
Mm.
And on the flip side, Rodgers can withhold his services, and they're not a Super Bowl team, no matter how good Jordan Love was yesterday. No, you're exactly right. All right, let's get you a 3-for-3 here.
Got it.
Haven't had many of those, although I missed trivia yesterday. I don't know how that went.
We went 3-for-3 yesterday, but we'll have to check the tape.
It wasn't Daryl that was the contestant. All right, question one, Nick. Which of these Packers pass catchers played his college football at a Mountain West Conference school?
Devontae Adams.
Bam. That should be two.
Gosh darn it. That will be one entry, Tausch. I have not forgotten. The official rules can be found at ESPNWisconsinContest.com.
Jesse, tell everyone why you're irritated that he did that, though.
Your options, Nick, were Devontae Adams, Robert Tonyan, or Marquez Mountain Time Valdez Scantling.
Better than the analogies.
There's nothing that irks you more than when you think you have a witty answer and somebody pounces before. That might be the thing that irritates you most. So, Nick, let's see if you can irritate him again. Of last season, which Mountain West Conference school had produced the most active NFL players, including a quarterback that was an MVP candidate? Is it Boise State, San Diego State, or Wyoming?
San Diego State.
Where did Josh Allen go to school, Nick?
He went to Boise, right?
He touched it.
Well done, Nick. Love it.
All right, I'll lose that extra one that I got in.
Right, now you're back
now
to
you're
even.
Well done. I like this guy. I like this cat.
Well, he's too reasonable to really make it in this business. All right, question three, Nick. Jordan Love played his college football at Utah State. Which of these... Oh, one of these not questions. I hate these not questions.
No, you like the not ones. Tausch was the one who wouldn't do the not ones.
No, I'm not doing
like them
anymore.
Either. I didn't know you could boycott them. All right. Jordan Love played his college football at Utah State. Which of these three NFL linebackers was not a Utah State Aggie as well? So one of these did not go to Utah State. Kyler Fackrell, Shaq Barrett, or Bobby Wagner?
Bob Wagner.
This is hard.
You know when Jesse comes back, he's going to be a complete jerk star about it. You know that.
And he's taking even more joy in this because of Nick getting Devontae Adams right out of the
chute. Yeah, once the karma for him settled in and Jesse really enjoyed Nick getting the last two wrong.
Nick, you still have two of the possible four entries. We will do the drawing tomorrow since Jesse's back. I'm sorry that you were a victim of his dubious behavior.
I appreciate my rivalry with Jesse. I'm a first-time caller because I was the proponent of the two-minute warning. I just happened to be in my car listening over the air right now.
It's
the only time I've ever been able to actually get
here
in order to compete.
Look at that.
Now, wait a minute. So then, Nick, before we let you go, what do you feel about Tausch's sound effect that he was using to warn you that trivia was coming?
See, I don't know, because it happened like 10 seconds in advance, right? You need 2 minutes. So Tausch seemed on my side when I, months ago, when I emailed or texted him the idea of the two-minute warning. Tosh seemed like he thought it was a good idea.
Yeah,
now it's
a good
donkey
idea.
Song 5 seconds in advance. I don't know, guys.
Right. Yeah, I got part of the problem there, Nick. I have to look to see when trivia is actually coming. And give you.
And he never does that.
And I don't do that. So if and when I do that, I will make sure to get the donkeys rolling so that we can get the streamers up to snuff here with some of the terrestrial callers.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Nick. Good luck tomorrow in your drawing. I'm assuming Jesse will also try and weight the drawing against you as well. All right. So coming up to kick off the 11 o'clock hour, James Jones. We've been doing a lot of farting, if you will, on our show with our former Aaron Rodgers teammate. I did not reschedule Ryan Grant for today. Well, I tried to, but he didn't text me back, so he must be busy, which is good because I get the sense that you feel like maybe I've worn out the farting.
Yeah, a lot of gas.
Is this our first day without a fart?
Ryan Grant was scheduled to appear when Greg Matzek was in.
I have no idea. The reason I wanted, RG, I love RG as a teammate. He's big into crypto. Like, I won't talk anything to him but about crypto. I don't care about the other stuff. I want to know about what he's got going crypto-wise.
Again, that was why we're doing that, to talk about other stuff. Okay. Yes.
We'll try to get him next week.
We will, we will effort on RG, but... To start the 11 o'clock hour, we will hear from another former Aaron Rodgers teammate who has been making news with his opinions and saying that he talked to Aaron Rodgers, which is what his comments yesterday were based upon. On top of that, I will finally deliver our gifts, which I'm very excited to do.
You need to get that pole in the field or what?
Plus Woe Nelly. And we will take your calls, 844-770-3776. You heard Nick. He is nowhere near being angry enough at Aaron Rodgers to lose for a decade. Where do you stand on that? You can chime in as we talk about James Jones's thoughts. Again, 844-770-3776. I was doing so well for an entire week while you were gone. 844-770-3776. That's the talk and text line. We'll take your calls and talk about James Jones next. It's Wildy and Tausch.